Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Tate Waste Management. How can I help you?
Good morning. I just opened a new restaurant on Grand Central Avenue. I need to find a reliable company to handle our waste, especially our used vegetable oil.
Of course. We already work with several other restaurants in the area. Our costs are determined by the quantity of waste and the frequency of pickups. Do you have this information?
I need to find that out. I'll just go and check how much oil we used yesterday, and then I'll call you back and let you know.
Number 32. Where does the woman work? Number 33. Why is the man calling? Number 34. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
In theatre news, the new musical by Damien Cordill, Teaspoons, has finally opened at the local Montgomery Theatre. Cliff Wilson, the director, is here to tell us about the opening night. Mr. Wilson, thanks for coming.
The pleasure is mine. Actually, the opening night was quite difficult. For one thing, half of the lights on stage wouldn't turn on. The actors could barely see each other during the first act of the show.
Well, you still received some great reviews. Critics especially liked the songs, so let's listen to the main track from the show. Afterward, Cliff Wilson can tell us about the lyrics.
Number 35. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 36. What caused a problem? Number 37. What will the listeners hear next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like to buy two tickets for the aquarium.
Okay, just to let you know, the sea turtle exhibit is closed right now, but the other five areas are still open.
Oh, that's too bad. Turtles are my friend's favorite animal.
I'm sorry. But if it helps, the gift shop is giving away free t-shirts right now. The designs are on the wall behind me. You can choose either the shark or the sea turtle.
We'll take one of each.
Great. Just use these coupons at the gift shop then. Oh, and it's next to the seaside cafeteria. You should have lunch there. It has a great selection of delicious food to enjoy.
Number 38. What does the man want to do? Number 39. What is the man asked to choose? Number 40. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I'm so glad we started having musicians perform live when they appear on our radio show. I looked at our ratings for last week, and they were higher than ever.
Oh, fantastic. I don't like having to move all of the recording gear around the studio, but it seems to be paying off.
Yeah, I know. I think more bands are interested in appearing now, too. Have you seen the lineup for the Asheville Acoustic Festival? I have a flyer at home. A lot of good bands are playing.
I haven't, but some of them might like to be on the show.
Then I'll bring it with me tomorrow.
Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. What does the woman say she dislikes doing? Number 43. What does the man say he will bring to work tomorrow?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Oh, hi, Kelly. I thought you left a while ago. Do you need a ride home? It's raining pretty hard.
Do you mind? My car is still in the shop, and I can't wait for a bus in this weather.
Didn't your car break down last week? I thought it would be fixed by now.
Yeah, but a special part had to be shipped from overseas.
Oh, that's unfortunate. At least we live in the same part of town, so let me know if you still need help tomorrow, too.
I really appreciate it. Let me buy you dinner as a way of saying thanks.
Number 44. What does the man offer to do? Number 45. According to the man, what happened last week? Number 46. Why does the woman say,
a special part had to be shipped from overseas?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hey, Jin and Josh, I appreciate your help with interviewing the applicants for the sports columnist position today. I needed multiple opinions, especially since we had such impressive candidates.
Yeah, I was surprised. Any one of them would be a great fit for our newspaper.
True, but I think we all agree that we found the right person. Should we still have more interviews tomorrow?
We shouldn't waste anyone's time. Josh, would you call the other applicants and cancel their interviews as soon as possible?
Number 47. Where do the speakers work? Number 48. What were the speakers surprised by? Number 49. What has Josh been asked to do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Anders. You've been consulting with us about our financial situation for 6 months now. As the CEO, I'd like to know what you think about the state of the company.
Some departments needed to cut back on their spending when I first started, but now your accounts are balanced. I expect you'll start seeing more growth next quarter.
That's good to hear. As you know, there are only a couple of weeks left on our contract together. However, I'm very pleased with your work. Would you consider joining us as our new head of accounting?
Wow, I didn't expect that. I'll have to think about it. Number 50. Who most likely is the man? Number 51. What does the woman ask for? Number 52. What does the man receive? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Estevan, thanks for coming to discuss the landscaping at my resort. Everyone I spoke to highly recommended you.
I'm glad you contacted me. And yes, I've done a lot of landscaping work at other luxury hotels and resorts recently. Now, what don't you like about your existing layout?
Well, it's too complicated. The grounds crew has trouble maintaining all the different plants.
I see. I believe a simple design would be a good solution then. Minimalism and wide-open spaces are in style right now, too.
That's what I was thinking. So how soon could you start?
I'll finish my current project with a downtown hotel in 2 weeks, then I'll start on your plans.
Number 53. Who is the man? Number 54. What problem does the woman mention? Number 55. What does the man say he will complete in 2 weeks? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Bob, Joshua. I'm sorry, but the board members weren't too enthusiastic about the design you came up with for our new logo.
Oh, that's a shame. We worked really hard on that.
Yes, what exactly didn't they like about it?
Well, they thought that the combination of brown and black was rather unattractive. Do you think you can explain things to them?
Yes, we can show them why those colors will seem modern and professional to our clients.
Exactly. I'll start working on some presentation slides right away. Susie, do you think you can set up a meeting?
Sure, I'll deal with that now.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. What problem does the woman mention? Number 58. What do the men agree to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Hugo. I wanted to let you know that everything is prepared for your visit to our Madrid office next Monday. People here can't stop talking about the plans for the company's new refrigerator model.
Thanks. I'm excited, too, especially regarding one amazing feature.
Oh? Which one?
This model will use less energy than any other refrigerator on the market, saving our customers money while also being better for the environment.
Great. I can't wait to hear more about it. Also, there's an orchestra performance that evening, and we thought you'd like to attend.
Oh, my favorite soccer team is playing that night.
Ah, I understand. Well, until then.
Number 59. What type of product is being discussed? Number 60. Which product feature is the man most proud of? Number 61. Why does the man say,
"My favorite soccer team is playing that night"?
Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign.
I need to go to this area, so I guess I owe you $12. Is that right?
Well, $12 is the normal rate. But it is rush hour right now.
Oh, I didn't realize. Is that a problem?
Not at all, but there is an extra fee during this time, since we'll be sitting in traffic for a while.
Okay, I understand. Should I pay you in cash or just send the money through the mobile application?
Either way is fine, but if you would, please remember to give me a good driver rating and positive feedback. It will help me get more customers. Number 62. Look at the graphic. Where is the woman going? Number 63. Why does the man say the tip will cost extra? Number 64. What does the man remind the woman to do? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Our flight isn't until the early evening, so I was thinking that we could take a tour of Olsen Grand Station today. You know, it was one of the largest train stations in the country.
Well, we haven't booked our spots in advance. Can we still get tickets?
I'm sure of it. We just need to keep in mind that our hotel checkout is at 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah. We can make it back by then. I just brought up the Olsen Grand Station website on my laptop. Oh, this should be the perfect time. There are still 4 tickets available.
Great. Go ahead and buy them now.
Number 65. What do the speakers plan to tour? Number 66. What does the woman remind the man about? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which tour will the speakers buy tickets for? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and menu.
Oh, Ramon, thanks for coming in on short notice. I didn't expect our cafe to be so busy on a Tuesday morning.
There are a lot of people here. Maybe it's because of the conference being held down the street. Anyway, are we ready for the lunch rush?
Well, it usually starts around 11 o'clock. Oh, and someone forgot to put the cheese back in the refrigerator last night, so we can't use any of it. I'm going to change the menu so the customers will know that sandwich isn't available today.
You know what? I'll make my special sauce so we can offer an option other than cheese today.
Number 68. Why is the woman surprised? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which item will be removed from the menu? Number 70. What will the man probably do next?